This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll give you the toll-free call-in lines here momentarily where you can call in to join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl,
Michael,
and Chris.
And Chris, you've got a story that we're going to start with here in just a moment about some justice reform. Possibly, maybe.
Possibly, maybe. Who knows?
Yeah.
Kanye likes it.
Yeah. Kanye, not the Mikey dude from the Life cereal commercial, but Kanye, the rapper who doesn't like Taylor Swift.
That'd be good. And I don't know. I just read Fire and Fury. Anybody happen to stray into that? It was a guy who was invited into the Trump White House to document the first 100 days.
Oh, I think I've heard something about that, but I've not actually read it.
And we'll
jump into this article in just a moment, but we actually have someone on the phone lines.
Already?
855-450-FREE. Let's go to Peter calling in from Virginia. Peter, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hey, I'm actually a senior undergrad at a college in Virginia. I won't name my school, for just privacy reasons.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm taking a con law class, and it's
you're taking a what class?
Con law, constitutional law.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and so it's a Hamiltonian Federalist interpretation of the Constitution, right? And so today in my class, we were talking about the Sedition Act. And, of course, the Sedition Act was implemented by John Adams, who was a Federalist, right? And so the whole thing is essentially that anyone who questioned the government, whether it be a federal government, a politician or a entity, whatever, you'd be thrown in jail, right? And that was essentially, I made this point in my class, that was the whole philosophy of the Hamiltonian Federalists. And boy, everyone in my class, including my teacher, just, said, whoa, 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 wait a minute, what are you talking about? And my teacher knows that I am a libertarian, and he told me in front of everyone in my class, a 60-person class, he said, you have to be careful with your libertarian ideology. What you're doing right now is abiding by dogma. And I'm here to complain about this Hamiltonian cult. They plague us in a million different guises. The whole reason why Obamacare was implemented was because of the general welfare clause, and who came up with that? Right. It was Hamilton, right? And the reason why we have a central bank was because of Alexander Hamilton with his implied powers notion. Right. So I, in my class, I do my best to get kids into the Austrian libertarian philosophy. But, of course, not everyone has that IQ level to be able to say, hey, we don't need a government. So I do my best to.
Can I hop in here real quick?
Go ahead.
Yeah, sure.
This is just a thought. But when it comes to Austrian economics and libertarian thought, I don't think you need a high IQ. I think you need compassion.
Right.
I think you need to understand basic concepts of economics. I mean, the most basic concepts, ethics, the golden rule, do unto others as you would wish they would do unto you. Don't hit people. Don't kick their stuff.
Thank you. It's really simple.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think what I'm, should rephrase what I meant to say. I'd be a Rothbardian, so an anarchist. So and a lot of people can't really, think outside the box like that. I think that's what I meant to say. Better.
And I think they've been barraged by people in their lives, influential people like your professor in this constitutional law class that have a worldview that they learned, and that's what they are now teaching.
Exactly. And what's ironic is that this con law professor of mine, he was actually a classmate of the, you know, Judge Andrew Napolitano, and he, like, you know, he taught law school with Judge Andrew Napolitano, and, you know, I'm sure you guys are aware that Judge Andrew Napolitano is a, you know, a radical libertarian, and I think that's why my teacher is on my case, because I actually I've been down to the Mises Institute, and I attended a constitutional law class that was taught by, you know, Judge Andrew Napolitano, and so I think, you know,
I'm sure that irked him.
Yeah, so I have a different, you know, view of the Constitution. But going back to my point, you know, the Hamiltonian.
I have a different view as well, and I tend to agree with this guy named Lysander Spooner, who said that the Constitution has either allowed the tyranny that we have or has been powerless to prevent it. In either case, it's unfit to exist. And Peter, thank you for the call. Now, one thing that's interesting about the Sedition Act is it was not illegal to speak ill of the vice president.
Right. Yeah, very, very clear on that. It was the president.
The president, his cabinet, or the federal government itself. But you could say all the bad things you wanted about one Thomas Jefferson.
That would be interesting to see if, well, see if we make it through one or two Trump administrations without the Sedition Act being brought up again as potential legislation.
Well, there are parts of the, and there were four pieces of legislation under the Alien and Sedition Act.
Right.
And a couple of those pieces are actually still on the books. They did not ever expire.
Right. So what? So we have the alien portion of that was the ability to basically instantly deport anyone from a country that we felt was not a good country. They were at war with us or something like that. We have the Sedition Act, which meant you could not speak illy of our president. What are the other two? I don't know this. That's why I'm just curious.
Yeah, so let me actually go to ushistory.org, where it says, no protesting of the government, no immigrants, no freedom of the press. Apparently, lawmakers could also be incarcerated.
Yes.
They say, no, it doesn't describe the Soviet Union during the Cold War. It describes the United States in 1798 after the passage of the Alien and Sedition Acts.
Yeah, it wasn't it a, it was a member of the legislature. I thought a member of Congress who was jailed, or was that a... That may have been a journalist. I seem to think that it was someone in Congress who poked fun at how fat Adams was, and that was a lawsuit that ended up going to the Supreme Court.
Yeah, you were talking about, I think, Representative Matthew Lyon of Vermont, who wrote a letter criticizing President Adams, quote, unbound thirst for ridiculous pomp, foolish adulation, and self-avarice.
Come on, there's something about being fat in there, too, right?
That would probably be the self-avarice or foolish adoration adulation.
I think somewhere else he may have referred to him as fat, but that was part of it, too. You can't call your president fat.
Yeah, the Sedition Act, according to the write-up here from ushistory.org, says it clearly violated individual protections under the First Amendment. However, the practice of judicial review, whereby the Supreme Court considers the constitutionality of laws, was not yet well developed. Furthermore, the justices were all Federalist. As a result, Madison and Jefferson directed the opposition to the new laws to state legislatures, where we got the Virginia and Kentucky resolutions.
Famously penned by Thomas Jefferson and by, who was the other Virginian? Why can't I?
Madison.
Madison, thank you very much. I don't know. A lot of people feel that this concept that the Supreme Court is the one that should arbitrate whether a law is constitutional or not, they feel that, well, that must be in the Constitution somewhere, right?
It's Marbury versus Madison.
What?
Where they determined that they got to review.
So it was a third party. Marbury and Madison got together, and they said that
No,
it was the Supreme Court deciding that the Supreme Court had the power to decide every law. So really, when we think about checks and balances, there is no check against the Supreme Court. They can change, modify, do whatever they want with legislation that's passed by, allegedly, our our representatives in Congress.
Right, and then, you know, luckily, sometimes the Supreme Court will go back and say, yeah, we goofed up on some stuff, but it seems over the last, like, 30 years or so, with the exception of Roe versus Wade, the Supreme Court can't be questioned about anything.
Yeah, they forgot about the goof-upped clause.
Yeah. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. This November, I'm running the New York City Marathon as a member of Team Innocence Project because I'm a passionate supporter of their work. 2018 has been a banner year for the Innocence Project. Since January, 9 of their clients have walked free. Innocent people who combined to serve more than 200 years in prison for crimes they did not commit. And because of the Innocence Project, the risk of being wrongfully convicted has been greatly reduced for millions of people. October 2nd is International Wrongful Conviction Day. It's an opportunity to draw attention to the countless innocent men and women who remain behind bars and the need to reform our broken criminal justice system to prevent wrongful convictions. At any given time, the Innocence Project represents 200 clients who need their help to prove their innocence. This year, the Innocence Project helped pass a first-in-the-nation prosecutorial oversight law in New York and eyewitness identification reforms in New Hampshire and Louisiana. You can help the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl.
Michael.
And Chris.
And we'll get back to the phones here in just a second, but first I want to make sure that I tell you about Liberty.menu. It's something that libertarians have wanted for, I can think of, at least a decade, a directory of liberty-minded businesses. Liberty.menu is that. It's, you know, a tool for our community. At its core is a directory for events, businesses, digital content, and more. Listings can be rated and reviewed, and there's also a bit of a social networking aspect where you can connect and share with other users. Use of Liberty.menu is exclusively for individuals who reject the initiation of force and those who agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle. Put your voluntarist ideas into action at liberty.menu. And if you use code FTO, you get a special Free Talk Live listener badge. Liberty.menu, code FTL. Let's jump to the phones where we've got Anonymous calling in from Arizona. Anonymous, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts. Hello, Anonymous in Arizona.
Can you hear me now?
Go ahead, Anonymous.
I had an experience with one of my brothers that enlightened me. And I don't want to tell the whole story. I want to carry on a pattern. There's a gold ball on a flagpole. And I've also seen when there's more than one flagpole, some different ornament on different flags.
Okay.
If you have two flagpoles, usually what color would the two balls be? At a school.
I have no idea.
I don't pay attention to the ball at the top of the flagpole.
Most people don't.
Okay.
But he told me that gold ball, when I told him something about that jogged his memory on a few different directions, he said, "Do you know what's in that gold ball?" I said, "No."
A bolt.
A bolt?
There is a bolt that holds the gold ball to the top of the flagpole. I know that there's a myth, and Anonymous, thank you for the call. There's a myth that there's a single bullet so that if the enemies come to destroy the flagpole, whoever's left gets the bullet out and then blows their brains out.
Right. That sounds legit.
Hey, what?
Oh, you've not heard this?
Dude, I've never heard this. Tracking with this. This is great.
Oh, there's also supposedly a razor so that you can cut up the flag so that the enemy can't actually destroy the flag. They're just destroying all the pieces of cloth that made up the flag.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah, that's not at all legit.
How do you know that, Daryl? Have you checked every ball on top of a flagpole?
I've not checked every ball on top of every flagpole.
Have you checked one ball on top of any flagpole?
Yes. I've also talked to people that make flagpoles, and they say there is a bolt that holds the ball. Just like some have eagles, there's a bolt that holds the eagle onto the flagpole.
For those of you in Pennsylvania, he meant to say eagles.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So you're saying that this is not true.
That is exactly what I'm saying. It's one of those urban legend things.
I think it's a dandy urban legend. I mean, it's got the action, the drama. Come on, Daryl.
Don't forget the apocalyptic...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Is there something specific in there for
true?
Maybe some holy water to throw on a...
ooh,
on a zombie,
maybe there is. Maybe Turd Ferguson knows what's inside a flagpole. Turd Ferguson, you're on calling from the Discord. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah, I don't know what's in it, but I gotta say that was just an absolutely retarded conversation. I'm just not gonna lie, that was just retarded.
Come on, man, I love stuff like that.
Well, hey, it makes me bad because I called it with a real legitimate question, and I want to know where sexy. I want to know where sexy Heather is tonight.
That's a good
I have
question.
Absolutely no clue where she is tonight or any other night. Turd, thank you for the call. So, Chris, let's jump in. You've got some news about criminal justice reform? Maybe, possibly. Kanye apparently pulling some strings?
Yeah. So as I started to go into when we first opened the show...
Or should we say Mr. Kim Kardashian?
Before our first caller there, I just got done reading Fire and Fury, which was this inside the White House look at Trump's first 100 days... You know, and he was invited in, and of course, once the book comes out, it's nothing but completely filled with lies and untruth and fake news and everything. So it got pretty well bashed.
Of course.
But one thing that he notes frequently about Trump's personality is he's very much enamored with celebrity, not just his own, but being perceived by other celebrities as an important person and someone that should be respected. So it's interesting as I, you know, continue to come across these stories about Trump. It always seems to involve some celebrity or some third world country. In this case, Kanye West's literal embrace of Donald Trump was all over the news last week. The president's rhetorical embrace of criminal justice reform got considerably less attention, but may prove more consequential. And this is coming to us from Reason.com. In an interview with Fox News on the morning of his meeting with rap impresario, Trump signaled that he was ready to go beyond, quote, back-end reform, unquote, which focuses on rehabilitation of inmates, and support, quote, front-end, unquote, reform, which focuses on reducing sentences and sending fewer people to prison. The key to understanding Trump's remarks is Alice Marie Johnson, who sentenced the president's commuted in June at the behest of West's wife, Kim Kardashian. Johnson.
Hold on. I want to stop here because I know that, and not taking anything away from Kim Kardashian getting in the ear of Donald Trump here, but there were a lot of people raising awareness about Ms. Johnson well before Kim Kardashian spoke to Donald Trump.
Sure. And they deserve our thanks and, you know, doing the right thing.
Right.
But I'm never going to fault somebody who's got the juice to be able to get the ear of the president.
Right, right. That's what I'm saying.
Call me Team Kardashian.
Right, but there's a lot of people that they think that just Kim Kardashian heard about some person and nobody was ever doing anything prior to Kim Kardashian talking to the president.
Yeah, and that is sad that's a lot of people's perception because in all these cases, there's always a lot of people that recognize injustice when injustice is done.
Right.
And, you know, those voices, sadly, in our society may not be as loud collectively as one big-bootied celebrity.
Right. And, you know, it just shows, as you mentioned, the power of celebrity.
Yes.
Because all the people that had been working to get Ms. Johnson released from prison, you know, their work wasn't really going anywhere until Kim Kardashian heard the story.
Right. And it's a sad statement that you can probably get more done badgering celebrities for things like criminal justice reform than you can appealing to your representatives.
Yes.
We're going to continue on with this after we get back, but there's more.
Yeah. And also, apparently, some doctors are wanting to reclassify psilocybin. I think it ties directly in with criminal justice reform.
Are they going to make it one of the four food groups?
Maybe.
Ah, see.
All right. I thought there were five food.
I think so.
How many food groups are there?
There's one. It's psilocybin.
855-450-FREE. That is how you call in. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is currently aboard Air Force One heading to Montana for one of his Make America Great Again rallies tonight. Now, before boarding Air Force One, the president was asked about journalist Jamal Khashoggi and if he believes he's dead after going into that Saudi consulate in Istanbul.
It certainly looks that way to me. It's very sad. It certainly looks that way.
And as far as consequences, if the Saudis did have something to do with it?
severe. I mean, it's bad stuff. But we'll see what happens.
Authorities in Wisconsin are still searching for a missing 13-year-old girl. Jamie Kloss has been missing since Monday when police found her parents dead at their home. Barron County Sheriff Chris Fitzgerald.
Walk your properties. There will be many hunters in the area in the upcoming weekend and daily. Check your cabins, walk your land, and report anything you feel is important to us. You will never know if it will help to bring Jamie home unless you call.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now for a no-cost MRI review and to learn more. It's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain. What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK, 844-972-BACK. That's 844-972-BACK.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Daryl,
Michael,
and Chris.
And, you know, I just gave you the toll-free call-in line. We also have the Discord, which has call-in options. Chris, you're one of the hosts that actually uses the Discord. I think most of the hosts, other than myself.
That's probably true. Daryl. We all do.
So, I'm on the Discord, but I've never used the Discord call-in lines.
Neither have I. That's a good point, Michael. I've used the listen line, but I haven't used the call-in
line. Right, but like you actually interact on the Discord.
Right.
So
with that,
you can explain
crazy bunch out
what
there.
It is.
Yeah, they always throw this one to me.
Discord is a... use it.
It's a service. It's a free service provided by Free Talk Live, and you can join into our Discord, into our server, by going to...
discord.lrn.fm.
And once you get signed up and hooked up, you can go and you can listen to whatever happens to be on the air right now.
Yep.
And then there's some other rooms that cover different topics and things like that, so you can chat with other listeners. And you can interact with the hosts from time to time. Most of us will, except for Daryl, will occasionally drop in and say hi. And let us know what you think and what's going on, what's on your mind.
And there's also a toxic user zone.
Oh, there is. So if you're a troll, we have a place for you, too. And you can also use it to call into the show, which is really, really cool.
Which Scorched Regolith has done.
Nice.
Go to Scorched Regolith. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi. Since we're already doing the what happens to thing, I was wondering what happened to Mr. Robin Hood of Keene and the guy with the pro.
That would be James, and thank you for the call. That would be James Cleveland, who has left the area. James was Robin Hood of Keene, and, quote, the guy with the fro, Garrett Ian, is in Concord, I think. I don't really know.
Last I heard, he was in Concord.
Yeah, that's also the last I had heard, but again, I don't really know. So let's jump back into this Reason article about Kanye West, Donald Trump's infatuation with celebrity, and the possibility of criminal justice reform, specifically in the area of drug sentencing.
Yeah, and the idea that Trump says he is now more in favor of front-end reform, which focuses on reducing sentences and sending fewer people to prison, which, yeah, I think I can speak for everyone here, at least in this room, thinks is a pretty good idea.
Yes.
And this was following Kim Kardashian's successful intervention in the Alice Johnson case. And Johnson, I'm sorry, I'm losing my place here, a first-time offender who received a life sentence in 1996 for participating in a Memphis cocaine trafficking organization, has described herself as, quote, a telephone mule passing messages between the distributors and sellers, unquote.
And based on information that I have heard about this case, she didn't even necessarily know what was being sold, who was selling, or who it was being sold to. She would just take phone calls.
Right. Call this person back. While serving nearly 22 years in federal prison, she became a grandmother and great-grandmother, an ordained minister, and a mentor to other inmates. Although it took the intercession of a fellow reality TV star for Trump to free Johnson, he clearly was impressed by her story. More important, he recognizes that Johnson, whom he calls, quote, the most incredible woman, unquote, is not unique in receiving a absurdly disproportionate sentence for a nonviolent crime. Quote, you have many people like Mrs. Johnson, Trump said on Fox News, that are people in jail for really long terms.
Oh, you mean people like Ross Ulbricht, who are serving two life sentences plus 40 years for operating a website?
Yeah, like that one. Notably, Trump did not say the solution is more commutations, although those would certainly be welcome. There has to be a reform because it's very unfair right now, he said. Quote, it's very unfair to African Americans. It's very unfair to everybody, unquote.
Yes, I agree that putting people in jail for nonviolent victimless offenses is unfair to the people that are being put in jail. It's unfair to the people that are being forced to pay to put them in jail.
Right.
It's unfair to the prison guards who are having to basically babysit people who have not done anything, actually wrong. Yeah, sure, they violated some words written on paper, but don't we all?
Right. Trump had high praise for criminal justice reforms in Texas and Georgia, which in recent years have seen falling crime rates even as they reduce their prison populations. Quote, they really have done a tremendous job with reform, unquote, he said. These comments, which may seem surprising from a man who has consciously cultivated a tough-on-crime image, reflect the influence of people Trump respects, people like his son-in-law Jared Kushner and former White House Speaker Newt Gingrich, a supporter of the conservative reform organization Right on Crime, and yes, people like Kanye West and Kim Kardashian. That influence could be critical, could be crucial in the ongoing debate about how federal sentencing reform. Last May, the House overwhelmingly approved the First Step Act, a collection of modest prison reforms aimed at reducing recidivism and promoting reintegration. The bill is on hold in the Senate, where Judiciary Committee Chairman Charles Grassley, Republican of Iowa, is demanding that it include sentencing reforms as well. The latest proposal would incorporate into the First Step Act four elements of Grassley's Sentencing Reform and Corrections Act. The amendments would widen the, quote, safety valve, unquote, that lets some drug offenders escape mandatory minimum sentences, narrow the criteria for mandatory minimums that apply to repeat drug offenders, clarify that escalating sentences for drug offenders who have had guns requires prior convictions, and retroactively apply the shorter crack cocaine sentences that Congress approved in 2010.
So I'm hopeful. I'm not going to hold my breath because, well, the term is almost over. But, you know, hopefully Congress does wind up passing some kind of reform.
I hope every Congress passes some kind of reform till we have nothing left to reform.
Right.
These are heinous acts. These are things that people do where one could construe the only victim being themselves if you actually believe that all drugs are evil and bad and cause harm. We do legal harm to ourselves every day. Alcohol is legal.
Right.
Cigarettes are legal. There's all kinds of legal things, but we don't feel that we need government breathing down our necks trying to protect us from those. Drugs are no different. And interestingly, we're finding more and more through research that various drugs are doing a lot of good. You can look at the expansion of medical marijuana across the country, number of states that have picked that up, and you can look at things like what we're going to be talking about. Which
psilocybin
and MDMA, you know, MDMA for use with people with PTSD. I mean, there's all kinds of examples of that, but you never find out about this stuff when you have this 50-year-long war on drugs that stifled any research into any of these things.
Yeah, and I was listening to something. I forget exactly what podcast it was, but they were talking about back during the Vietnam War era,
right,
when soldiers over in Vietnam were reporting being addicted to heroin.
Yep.
And there were all these concerns of what's going to happen when they come home.
Mm-hmm.
And do you know what happened when they came home? They stopped being addicted to heroin because they weren't in a situation that they wanted to escape.
That's interesting.
Indeed.
Studies that have been done on mice, and yes, I realize mice and humans are vastly different,
yeah,
but they have given mice access to, you can have all the cocaine you want.
Yep.
And when they're locked in tiny little cages all by themselves, they take the drugs. But when they're allowed to be social with other mice, because mice are social creatures,
then they give the cocaine to the female mice.
They stop doing the drugs as much. Oh, this is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card size tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at cryptotip.org. That's cryptotip.org. The Liberty Dollar was so successful that the United States government had to take it down, and its founder, Bernard von Notthaus. Now Bernard's son Extra has launched Liberty Dollar 2. LD2 is a cryptocurrency, but each token is backed by the same gorgeous fine silver rounds that Liberty Dollar has always been known for. Your silver is secured in an audited vault and can be redeemed at any time. There's only a few thousand LD2 Zero tokens left in the crowd sale at LD2coin.io. Get yours, LD2coin.io.
I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's premier home purchase lender. Today's fluctuating interest rates can leave you with unexpected higher mortgage payments. At Quicken Loans, we've created a new way to protect you from unpredictable interest rates so you can buy a home with certainty. It's called Rate Shield, and here's how it works. With Rate Shield, you can lock your interest rate while you shop for a new home. So if rates go up, you don't have to worry. And here's the best part. If rates go down, you get the lower rate. With Rate Shield, we really have you covered. Here are more reasons why you'll want to work with America's largest mortgage lender. For 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the 5th year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Rate Shield, another way we can save you money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year purchase transactions. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. Additional conditions or exclusions may apply.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. We'll jump into this psilocybin story here in just a second, but want to make sure that I tell you about a way that you can keep an eye on and hopefully protect your property and your family, and that would be through the Blink motion-activated HD cameras. These cameras are wire-free, they set up fast, and the batteries last up to 2 years. And the Blink live feed allows you to monitor what's happening at home anytime, anywhere, from your smartphone. There are no contracts, there are no subscriptions, and Blink works with Alexa. Alexa, check my Blink cameras. And you get three Blink cameras for way less than what the other guys charge, plus get an extra 15% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. And that's all one word, no hyphens, blinkprotect.com/FTL, as in Free Talk Live. blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blink is an Amazon company. So we had been talking about Donald Trump's alleged support for sentencing reform, specifically in the area of drug laws. And, well,
I'll believe it when I see it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because, you know, as I see it, Trump seems to take the position of whoever the last person he talked to on a specific issue.
Yeah, it's one of those things you want to be optimistic for, but I think we've all watched everything Donald Trump has done or has said he's going to do, and we have a healthy amount of skepticism within, and he flips whichever way he decides. And I don't think it's all poll-driven. I don't think it's driven by any philosophical center that he has. I think you're right. It's whoever talked to him last, whoever
that
said
sounds like a good idea. We're going to go do that thing.
Or that sounds like something that he thinks somebody else will show him approval for.
Right.
And it doesn't have to be voters. It could be celebrities like this case, which is my suspicion. But I don't know. Who knows?
So changing gears, kind of, but still staying within the drug realm. This story I've actually had for a couple of weeks, and it comes from Fortune.com. Researchers at Johns Hopkins University hope to eventually reclassify psilocybin from a Schedule 1 to a Schedule 4 drug, according to a news release from the research institution. Psilocybin is the psychedelic drug that puts the magic in magic mushrooms. The hallucinogenic drug has been shown to offer therapeutic benefits such as alleviating symptoms of depression and helping people quit smoking. But despite some proven clinical uses, psilocybin is still classified as a Schedule 1 drug, which, according to the federal government, means it is classified as having no medical use and a high potential for abuse and addiction.
Oh, so it's as dangerous as marijuana.
Yes, that thing that, depending on how you count, anywhere between 27 to 42 states allow for medical purposes.
Oh, so totally harmless. Or the devil. It's one of those. It's either harmless. It's somewhere on the spectrum between completely harmless.
Well, you can't mention the spectrum on a libertarian talk radio show. Geez. You might offend a couple of people.
Hey, TV tip for anybody out there on Netflix, Atypical. Very good show. So what the heck were we talking about?
Evidently, drugs being on the spectrum.
Yeah. But yeah, the idea of Schedule 1, which was a list of things that we didn't really understand in, what, 1960s, 1970s?
About 1970.
Right.
There was, what was it, the Schaefer Commission?
Yeah.
That said that there's not enough research into cannabis. It should not be classified Schedule 1 until we know more. And Richard Nixon said, we don't know enough about cannabis. We should keep it on Schedule 1 until we know more.
Because it will help us keep the hippies as the enemy.
Yes.
And if we keep heroin on there, it will help us keep
those damn hippies.
Blacks on
the hippies, the poor, the blacks. Richard Nixon knew enough.
Yeah, he was masterful, and that is not me being racist. Those are the...
That's
basically
Nixon being racist.
Nixon being racist and verified by... Who was it, H.R. Haldeman or Ehrlichman who backed those up, or was it John Dean?
Probably several people.
Yeah.
Probably also the Nixon tapes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we did have that tape recorder going that whole time. But, you know, that was his political plan, was to keep his enemies down and use drug policy to do that, and we're still suffering under it today, 45, 48 years later.
Continuing on with the article from Fortune, again, they mentioned that psilocybin, much like cannabis, is a Schedule 1 drug, which means federal government says it has no known medical use and a high potential for abuse and addiction. By contrast, Schedule 4 drugs include things like sleeping pills, which supposedly have a low potential for abuse or dependence.
And here's where it has its biggest impact. Number one, it generates all these laws that get people thrown in jail for victimless crimes. And you know we do not support that. But the other thing that it does, when you're a Schedule 1 drug, it makes it very hard for research to happen.
Yes.
And that is a big deal. So this whole time we could have had research going on about psilocybin. We could have had research going on about marijuana. We could have found ways to help people with these naturally occurring compounds.
And
I'm actually tired of calling them drugs. They're naturally occurring compounds.
Right. As Cat Williams says, drugs, you got to do stuff too. You got to boil it. You got to add baking soda. I don't know the entire recipe. I'm just saying you got to do stuff to it.
Right.
But I'm glad you mentioned about it being, you know, this drug, or according to the government, a drug that you can't really do a lot of trials with. You know, they do allow very limited.
Very limited.
And this article mentions that. It says, but before the FDA, that's the Food and Drug Administration, can even be petitioned to reclassify, psilocybin first has to clear what's known as Phase 3 clinical trials. That process is expected to take about 5 years.
Oh, only 5 years.
Yeah.
For the FDA, that's actually relatively quick.
Yes, but then you run into problems of if something isn't right in your Phase 3 clinical trials, you've got to start all over.
Yeah, and
or if the FDA rejects the results of your Phase 3 clinical trials, you've got to start all over.
And it's a tragedy that we're still following this idea, and I'm sure that there are people out there that don't understand the history of the FDA, but the FDA was basically created during the Woodrow Wilson administration, and its idea was...
Precursor from Roosevelt. Yes,
yes,
Teddy.
Yes, he had done some things. But the idea was, how do we protect some of our friends in agriculture or in the production of foods, like Heinz ketchup?
Right.
So we need to have the government regulate certain things. That way we can make sure that revenues flow to our friends, our political
Heinz
friends.
Heinz ketchup is a vegetable.
Yeah, that's the kind of thing that would have came out of this. But the idea that, anywhere in the Constitution is written that the federal government shall control what you put into your bodies, that's insanity.
Oh, well, see, there's the interstate commerce clause, and what you put in your body comes out of your body in some kind of way, and that might go into a pipe that goes across a state line, and so therefore interstate commerce.
Yeah, and to come up with actual constitutional reasons for any of these, you have to do mental gymnastics like Daryl just went through to try to come
up with a
way. But
that's essentially what the court ruled.
And that's what they did.
About a guy growing wheat in his own backyard was that he was then not participating in interstate commerce and therefore could be regulated.
Glover versus Filburn. So, yes, these are the types of insanity that have led from our perfect Constitution. So when you sit there and go, well, that's not constitutional, congratulations, you identified one of about a billion things that have occurred in our country since its founding.
Continuing on with the article and, of course, your calls and thoughts. Welcome, 855-450-FREE. Again, before the FDA can be petitioned to reclassify psilocybin, it must clear Phase 3 clinical trials. That, again, could take about 5 years. That's not to say that once cleared, psilocybin should be available for prescription use and placed directly into the hands of patients. Matthew Johnson, a Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine Associate Professor of Psychiatry and Behavioral Sciences, says we believe that the conditions should be tightly controlled and that when taken for a clinical reason, it should be administered in a healthcare setting, monitored by a person trained for that situation. So even the entity that's hoping to reclassify doesn't want it to necessarily be, you know, completely
legalized.
Legalized, shall we say?
Right.
A little bit more from this, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best. Naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.